We're back again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. To thine own self be true. Shakespeare said it, and it certainly can have several interpretations. I tend to use it in that way of reminding myself to be honest to and with myself. It often means to me to make sure that I'm really aligning with my own values and ideals, my heart of hearts, even that gut feeling and what I'm doing and pursuing. I definitely encourage us all to pause and remind ourselves of this advice, to thine own self be true. Now, it follows as it reads in Hamlet that if one is true to oneself, then the quote is, it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man, unquote. So being honest, authentic, aligned with the truth within, we're also expressing that truth with and toward others naturally. One can certainly take that to mean that if we're really true to ourselves, we're not going to be doing harm to another, but in fact, being an asset to them, true, meaning also right with them, in harmony and helpful, I think. So do be alert to running things by your inner compass before casting off into directions that aren't right or clear or most productive. I've recently been realizing, though, that at times that desire to be true to ourselves can be taken in a way that isn't as helpful as we might wish it to be. Because what is this self to which we want to be true? Is it a limited personality? Or is it our limitless individuality? Let me try to explain the distinctions I'm making here. I think that at times we take our personality, those quirks and traits and temperaments and proclivities, to be our self. But is it really? God didn't make us in a limited way, and a sense of personality can be very limited and limiting. So let's try to take a look at what we might be clinging to and which may actually be doing us harm or at the very least closing us off to life and its possibilities. How often is it that we say either with resignation or with pride, maybe even that that's just the way I am. For example, I'm quick-tempered or I'm an impatient person or even I'm too introverted to do this or too extroverted to be alone. Maybe we say I'm not creative or more left-brained than right-brained or whatever. It's fine to know ourselves and our likes and dislikes and certainly to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding about who we feel we are, but our individuality is much greater, with much more potential than your personality, so-called. Your individuality is absolutely unique, distinct from any other person or creature or idea made by God. But this individual nature, this real self to which we should be true, is one designed of a unique sort of collaboration of God's qualities, all of them. You didn't get only a few and lack another bunch. We actually were made in the image and likeness of God, in His nature, to reflect His spiritual qualities. And the nature of God that we're reflecting is complete, whole, and pretty darn powerfully amazing too. So let's remember that we have a very individualized way of expressing God's qualities. We radiate activity, creativity, life, intelligence, wisdom, love, and a multitude of unique and uniquely necessary ways, but at no time are we stuck in a box. Personality says you can do this, but you can't do that. Personality says if you're true to yourself, that specific thing you would like to try is just impossible. You are to this or to that to do that. But you're not that small. Personality is too small for you and too restrictive for your life. Individuality is God's nature made known in a very specific way that is just so you. But there isn't anything confining about it. certainly doesn't make you like everyone else, and it sets you forward on your very unique path of experience and utilizing the gifts that express God's qualities in a specific but very vital way. We get really attached to our personalities. I've certainly done it. As I said, you know, be clear on your specialness and love that, but shine the light of God on that selfhood. What does God say about the idea He created? I found myself looking opportunity in the face and saying no. And I made an excuse for not opening that door and walking forward based on my own sense of personality. I pre-decided based on these human traits that I'd become very familiar with that I could not possibly succeed at this or that. And there I sat in the same little spot with my personality traits sort of emblazoned on this badge of honor that I was actually just using as an excuse. So use your unique sensibilities and passions. Don't in any way try to be someone you're not, but do try to accept who you truly are and what that means for you. Gently. Giving up the idea of yourself being a certain type may feel like a big thing to do in one fell swoop. So do it gently and don't throw away the best stuff. But do recognize that, well, number one, you are really just accepting your best self, your true self, not remaking yourself. And number two, God is with you all the way. The last thing He made you to do was to live a lie about yourself or to live small. Truth is His business and life is His purpose. So to thine own self, be really true. And to do that, be true to God. Take some time to think about who you really are and what God made you to really to be and what He wants for you. And then be true to that fresh concept of yourself. Enjoy discovering those aspects of you that you rejected or neglected based on a personality label that you've accepted, and then become that amazing individual that you deep inside know you were meant to be. I hope that was helpful. And as always, if you want to chat more about these ideas, reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I really do want to hear from you and what's on your mind or how I can help. And we'll see you next week for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast.